This is a podcast from ABC Overnights.
If you would like to know a bit about fitness, that's what we are about to focus on. And we will do that with Professor Gordon Lynch, who is the director of the Centre for Muscle Research in the Department of Physiology at the University of Melbourne. Professor Gordon Lynch, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Steve. What I wanted to talk about this morning, Steve, is how we must take care of our feet when we're exercising, because it's one of those body parts that we just take for granted. And in fact, you know, there's a lot of stresses and strains, and our feet are under enormous pressure throughout the day, let alone when we're exercising.
Okay, and so if we follow on from last week with strengthening legs, now you've got to focus on the feet.
Yeah. That's actually a very good point, yeah. So we've gone from the foundations, but actually the other foundation is, of course, the feet. And I wanted to talk about, if you have foot pain, you know, not to ignore that. It's usually, you know, I think you've got to use common sense here, that if you've got foot pain, it's a sign, that's not normal, something's not right, you need to get it checked by an expert. So, you know, you can go to your GP, they may work it out, they may refer you to a foot specialist, they may refer you to a podiatrist to find a solution and so on. But, you know, the message is, if your feet are hurting during exercise, don't ignore the problem. Rest for a day or two, do something a little bit different. You know, sometimes you can put your foot into a cold bath, that sometimes, you know, reduces inflammation and other things. But it's a sign that something is wrong, and stems from a range of different issues, Steve, that I could cover. It's about how we must wear proper fitting shoes, knowing that our feet may change our size over time. So, you know, sometimes the foot will elongate slightly, and so you got to change what you wore 3 years ago may have to be updated, and that's something we sometimes neglect. I take a size 6. Well, actually, no, you actually take a size a little bit bigger than that, and that could be the source of the problem as well. And, you know, in terms of the footwear, that's also the socks that you might be using. Some people go for minimalist things in terms of, you know, not having much cushioning and so on. I think for most people, choosing the right shoe involves getting the right support, the right amount of cushioning, and that means consulting with someone who's an expert. And when you go to a specialist sports store, they'll fit you properly for runners that fit your frame. And it's just something, you don't just choose something and think, oh, that will do for me. Different shoes have different properties, and they'll suit different body types and so on. So make sure you consult with those people. So there are many different things we could discuss about losing weight that may be helpful, what exercises we can do for our feet. I wanted to see whether any of our listeners had their own solutions to some of their foot problems in terms of how they change things with exercise. Many things we can discuss this morning, Steve.
All right, 1300 800 222 is the number if listeners have some examples or some questions for Professor Gordon Lynch. We're talking about looking after our feet today. 0437 774 774 is the number for text messages. I do have a question about the sort of foot pain that you're referring to, Gordon, because foot pain can be from just standing on something, and you've bruised, whether walking over rocks or something, you may have bruised your foot. Or are you talking more about things that are musculoskeletal type problems from not being quite aligned properly and then having sore feet, or maybe both?
Oh, I think it is the latter. It's we're thinking about, you know, how we walk may be contributing to the pain. Some people may, you know, overpronate, they may roll in at the ankle, others may go the other way, some may be neutral. And that's also a thing about getting shoes that fit properly, but also if you consult with a foot expert, a podiatrist, or someone who works with fitting orthotics, they can fit into your shoe that mold appropriately, that give you the right level of support so that you can walk properly and distribute that weight as it should be, at rest and during exercise. And you know, what I learned actually quite recently is that the orthotics need to be updated occasionally too, because over time those materials will wear and so on, and it's best to get them sorted. So I'm talking about those sorts of things that are causing pain during exercise, and you know, I think the thing about the weight and other things, we're under enormous pressure absorbing loads, you know, throughout the day. So your feet and the ankles, they're sort of the shock absorbers there, that, you know, they're dissipating the forces as you move from one point to another. So If you're a bit lighter, there's less force that has to be dispersed. So there's an incentive there. Losing a couple of kilos makes very good health sense, of course, but airing sort of the wear and tear on those structures, the feet, the ankles, you know, the hips, and the knees and the back and so on. I think your feet get used to those sorts of loads over time. So just be sensible about your exercise choices as well. So when we do a new exercise and we think, oh, I'm going to go for a run. Well, hang on, why don't you start walking first, let your feet get used to that extra load, and then gradually build up the intensity, because many of these sorts of injuries that we're talking about occur because of overuse, and that's not giving enough time between sessions to rest, or it could be that we're exercising incorrectly with wrong technique and so on. So I think there's always a temptation to do much too quickly, leading to those injuries, you know, stress fractures and tendon problems and quite often foot pain. So you know, think about the surfaces that you're walking on, something a bit more cushioning. You might be a little bit better than walking on hard asphalt and so on. So simple things that we can do, but it's also just not ignoring the problem, Steve. If you've got something, getting it addressed as soon as you can.
Rightio. We are talking with Professor Gordon Lynch, Director of the Centre for Muscle Research in the Department of Physiology at the University of Melbourne. Gordon, Jessica's called in from Moranbah in central Queensland. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you both going?
Yeah, well, now you wanted to ask a question about your dad.
Yeah, that's right. So he's around 70. He's had a lot of pain in his feet, and it's sort of, I can't remember the name that they called it, but it's like sort of an arthritis in his feet, and it really affects his day-to-day. Like, he can walk, but he's constantly in pain, and he's seen his GP, but I was wondering, is there, and what sort of would you recommend for the next steps he could take? He's lost some weight as well, so just
want to
help.
I think it's a case of what we're discussing today. You know, there's foot pain when you're walking. Those things are not going to go away by themselves. So if your GP is maybe referring you to another foot specialist, ideally it could be a simple thing, Jessica, like going to a podiatrist that can identify maybe the way, or a sports physio could be helpful too here, that looking at the way in which your dad is walking, and it could be that case of whether they're rolling in at the ankle or going the other way. It could be about just simply fitting orthotics into the shoes that may correct those imbalances that not aggravate the problem. So he'll, over time, it should be about being corrected. Now, there are many reasons why there could be pain, and causing the inflammation and getting to the source of that requires an expert. And so I think when we've got problems in those different areas, we go to the experts in those areas and get, if the GP can fix it, that's fantastic. But they also could refer you to someone who would specialise in this area. And I think we're lucky to have very, very good healthcare, and that means people that specialise in these areas. And I think they're the ones that can really help in difficult issues such as this.
All right, Jessica, I just want to clarify. Did you say he has arthritis? Is it diagnosed arthritis in his feet?
Yeah, that's right. So he's sort of got, I think it's like something on the bones and it affects your, is that right? It's like
If it's arthritis, we've got to be careful that we're not going to do things that are going to aggravate the problem. But it's also making sure that if there's a possibility that he can be active, what does he do that's not going to aggravate that issue? So it's correcting certain things that are not going to aggravate, but that's some of the things I've mentioned will be helpful. Addressing the arthritis directly through the medications the GP will be providing, etc. But it's also the exercise choices that you may have. And so we have, thankfully, if we can't do this particular load-bearing exercise, we can take the load off by doing exercises in water. You can wade in water. You can just taking some load off, or you can, you know, in terms of swimming and so on, where we're not sort of loading those areas that are vulnerable, but still getting an exercise benefit for the body. So some choices there, but I think it's a combination of the medical choices, but also the exercise choices as well, that can still give him a chance to to improve his health and fitness.
But again, Gordon, as you were saying, maybe with the arthritis, a referral to a podiatrist or other medical expert might be able to alleviate at least some of the pain that comes from walking if he has that arthritis in his feet. So that might be the path you have to go down, Jessica. Thank you for your call this morning. 1300 800 222 if you have a question for Professor Gordon Lynch. Gordon, how far up the body, you've talked about alignment and hips and the like, how far up the body can we be misaligned causing foot pain? Because it might seem at times unrelated if someone says, oh, the problem is here, but the pain is experienced in your feet.
Yeah, so I think that's a very good point. So, you know, the referred pain that we get could be because of misalignment somewhere else, and that, so postural issues can be corrected. So, you know, we can go to some form of orthopedic specialist is going to be able to be correcting that, biomechanics specialist. There are people that work in occupational settings that correct the way that we, you know, over the course of the day, how our posture changes, and all of those things could be contributing to pain elsewhere. It's the same, I think, with pain in our feet. And that's what I mentioned about how our gait, how we walk, how we distribute those loads as we're walking. If we're not aligned in the right way and we're slightly turned one way or the other, then we're aggravating at those particular angles on those tissues. And lo and behold, we've got wear and tear, we've got inflammation, we've got other things that might, not always, but there may be ways we can correct that quite simply by changing the way we walk. And we've got, you know, assistance there to make that happen, and that's putting in things into our shoes. But it's also the choice of shoes. I mentioned that before. Now, getting the right shoes with the right cushioning, the good arch support, having that space between the big toe and the end of the shoe when you're standing up. And I mentioned also that your feet can change in size. They can grow, you know, longer and wider as we get older. There could be the muscles of the feet maybe, you know, not be as strong as they were before. So things start to relax. So we've got changes in the way the forces are being distributed. So check your shoe size every few years. So there could be a thinning of the protective padding along the bottom of the feet and between, you know, the skin and the bones that make us vulnerable to these sorts of injuries. And, you know, if you're in pregnancy, some women may need a larger shoe because the ligaments in the feet may relax and stretch, mm-hmm. and they cause feet to flatten and spread and so on. And there could be swelling and other things that could be contributing to causing foot pain. So paying attention to those sorts of things as well. They might be just simple fixes that alleviate what the source of the pain may be and allow us to continue to be active.
All right. Gordon, I've got one call coming in and a couple of quick SMSs we'll try and get through. Rebecca says, okay. Is some foot pain just unavoidable? 2 years ago, never having had a problem, I developed plantar fasciitis. I started doing some exercises which alleviated it and taking anti-inflammatories, but general consensus seemed to be that it was just because I was getting old. Or older, says Rebecca. Is that right?
And that's the change in terms of the muscles of the feet. So we can do exercises for our feet. So foot strengthening exercises can improve painful foot conditions. So the muscles of the arch of the foot, you can strengthen those simply by clenching the arch tightly and holding it for 20 seconds and then releasing it. There used to be an exercise that physios used to do, picking up marbles with your toes and transferring from one area, and that's about clenching and getting the arch, those muscles being contracted and relaxing. So 20 squeezes per foot per day as a start to improve those muscles. There can be a simple fix. We shouldn't just be thinking or neglecting those areas. There are ways we can exercise them as well.
I think you've just answered Jane's question. She said she's heard yoga is good for foot strength. Can you explain what happens? So it's that sort of clenching that you've just been talking about to strengthen those muscles, possibly used by yoga. There may be other things in yoga.
Yeah, so changes in posture would cause our feet to change and distribute those forces and loads. So that's also activating different muscles. So, you know, different stances and so on are going to be useful over time. So, yeah, it's just making sure that those muscles are being activated and not neglected.
All right. Paul in Brisbane says, what can you tell us about fluid retention in your feet? Will walking exercise get rid of it?
Sometimes. So we've got to be thinking about over time as we get older. Sometimes the return to the heart, it could be related to heart issues. It could be about fluid balance issues in terms of the diet. It could be causing fluid retention and so on. There are many different ways in which some of these things can occur. Simple things that may alleviate them, but sometimes not. And so that's why if you've got fluid retention over the course, sometimes over the course of the day, it may accumulate. That means things maybe not, your kidneys aren't working as well as they should. And it's all related to the heart and circulation. That's something that I would be checking with your GP, making sure that it's not something, you know, usually when we rest, we put your feet up. Sometimes that will just be alleviated very quickly. Other times you've got this fluid accumulating and so the ankles get swollen and so on. And we've got to make sure that that's something not related to perhaps a failing heart and other things that may be contributing to that fluid accumulation. So always best, of course, as we say on this show, Steve, make sure you get checked regularly by your GP. And they, if there, these sorts of problems arise, they can be addressed in different ways that can still keep us active.
Rightio. Quick question from Bill at Cooperoo. Bill, good morning.
Morning. I had a question for Gordon, thanks. And depending on the answer, maybe a follow-up question. It's about a heart rate monitor. I have a chest band heart rate monitor. Will a heart murmur or a HCM cause a heart rate monitor to give false readings?
Yeah, quite possibly, Bill. I think we've got to make sure. Sometimes we wear some things, you know, the trackers on our wrist, or we can, you know, wear them around our chest and so on, and they can be detecting things. It depends on the quality of the monitor, whether they're sophisticated enough to pick up different issues. But if there is that sort of change in terms of the heart rhythm and so on, some of the devices that we're wearing may not be sophisticated enough to detect them, and they may give a false reading. So if you're in doubt, I think, you know, it may be nothing, but if you're in doubt, always get checked first by your GP. They may get you to wear a proper tracker for a longer period, and that will detect things over time. It'll be detecting maybe perhaps changes in the rate at which the heart is pumping at rest and perhaps during activity, also blood pressure issues and so on. So it's just something to make sure there are devices out there which are a little bit more sophisticated and can do the detection if there's an issue. So don't rely necessarily on just a fitness tracker. If there's something there, okay, that's a warning sign. That's great. It may be something. Best to get a check, Bill.
Right, yeah. Thanks, Bill. Bill from Cooperoo. On the SMS, Annie says, the physio has given me many different foot exercises. The older I get, it seems different parts of the foot take turns hurting. Good program, Gordon. So is that that's just going to be the case for some people?
It will be, and you know, different. There are so many different muscles in the feet that we take for granted. And I just mentioned some of those foot strengthening exercises. It may be just something that you start doing those on a regular basis, and you'll find that your arches get stronger, and some of those minor issues that you may be having may go away. Other times, we need to check that there's something not a little bit more sinister than that, and that's why just getting on top of it earlier and not neglecting it. That was the message of this morning, making sure we don't ignore that. Because we want to still try and keep as active as we can.
Righto, last question goes to Wayne in Oakley. He says, I've recently been diagnosed as a diabetic. I'm currently investigating SOX. Do you have any suggestions? There appear to be a wide variety.
Yeah, look, I think the SOX are a good thing. You know, there are simple things about making sure they fit the feet properly. If they fit properly inside the shoes, don't wear socks that are too big or too thick. When you're exercising, choose those good quality sports socks, and they're made from materials that are designed to draw the sweat away from the feet. So we want to keep the feet dry during exercise. We don't want to get blisters, especially if we've got the possibility for bleeding and other things. So take a spare pair of socks on a long walk or run if you have to, just to make sure you keep your feet dry. So there are some safety issues there when we're exercising, if we have particular some conditions such as diabetes, but if we take those precautions, we should be able to exercise safely, and it's just paying attention to those small details and not neglecting those as well.
All right. It's not the last word. I will allow one more question on the SMS about needing my right MTP joint fused and a question about how long recovery is likely to be.
Oh, I think that's a very personal sort of problem. It will vary between individuals in terms of recovery following surgery. So it's one of those
a bit too generic.
I think it's I'd love to be able to say this or that, but I don't think we're able to.
Gordon, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. It's been great talking to you, and thanks to our listeners for participating as well. Very, very enjoyable.